Bam.
We're recording.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Brandon Chalmers.
Jamie Noguchi.
You had an away mission this past weekend. Show up in Connecticut, and you got to meet up with Vicky and Allie and Alex and some of the other Opinions May Vary crew.
Yup.
Do you care to recap your adventures of the weekend?
Sure. So, myself, co-host of the Mohos, Marty Day, and your Super Art Fight champion of the world, Shoujo Ogogo, got in my vehicle and took off to scenic Groton, Connecticut. Yep.
Where is that in relation to Hartford?
Somewhere farther away, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, no.
But only by half an hour on the highway or something like that. Like it wasn't terribly different.
Okay.
It was much, much closer to the water. Let's put it that way.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Yeah. So, trip up was fine. Other than terrible rain, like so bad. We got on the other side of the GW coming out of New York and the rain was so bad. I was hugging the barricade wall so that I didn't kill all of us.
Oh, shit.
Still made decent time. I managed to get from where we were to Groton, even with two stops, in about 5 hours.
Nice.
So not a terrible ride, getting up there. Hotel, not a big deal. God damn it. It still says I got a poor connection. I don't know what is going on with this shit. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Okay. So we managed to somehow accidentally book one of the last smoking rooms in existence.
Oh, yeah.
which was something that I didn't even know was a thing anymore, but apparently it is. And we were reminded this not only with the smell of smoke that had kind of wafted into the walls and every possible porous thing, but the fact that there was an ashtray not only sitting on the little dresser below the TV, but also in the bathroom, in case somehow you weren't able to make it from the bathroom to the living room to ash your cigarette. They got you covered.
They got you, fam.
Yeah, this is what I get for them. Like, hey, do you want both rooms next to each other? And I'm like, sure. Yeah, if that's an option, why not? Do I have to pay anything extra? And she's like, no, it's no big deal at all. And yeah, come to find out, it was like, hey, so we couldn't get you that, but they're close. And I'm like, okay. And then we walk in the room. I was like, okay, well, all right. This is what I get for getting a hotel room for like $80 a night. So get what you pay for.
Yeah.
Show the next day was good. We played the sub-naval base in Groton, Connecticut, which was kind of rad. Had the fun experience of making my way through a military checkpoint, which is the first time I've ever pulled up to a convention and had a guy with not one but two guns insist on my ID, was real confused and belligerent about what the hell we were doing there. My response of a comic convention did not get the, hang on a second, I don't know anything about that. It was, there's no convention here.
Oh, shit.
And then a blank stare as he, like, choked up on the rifle. And I'm like, okay, my understanding and the address that I was given is this. It should be in the library on the base. And you hear another dude from, like, inside the guard post go, oh, yeah, no, they're on a list. Relax. And then come outside, go, where are you guys from? And we go, Super Art Fight. And he goes, good, right answer. Give me your IDs. And just handed everything over. And, like, he disappeared into an area. I don't know what they did with our IDs. And then they handed them all back. And they said, okay, end of the road, turn left. And I'm like, okay, good talk. And was reminded by all of the signs that if you speed, barricades will lift out of the ground and stop your vehicle.
Ooh, damn.
There is no speeding on a military base. None.
You all now have DOD files, by the way.
Oh, yeah. 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 My years of possibly finding music online are good and over.
Yeah, I already have an FBI file, a DOJ file, a State Department file, because I used to work at a organization that sends a lot of FOIA requests. So every time you put a FOIA request and you put your name down, they're like, "Who is this fucking asshole?"
Right? Yeah, I don't know who the hell he is, but goddamn it, I'm gonna find out. Yeah. So I assume at some point along the way, somebody did our background checks, but we had to give them like all that information before we even went up there and like signed anything or agreed to a contract or yada yada yada. Oh, yeah. So we did the show. It was very similar to like a library show that we do, which is kind of rad. People there were super kind. Like, second we got past Scary Dude at the gate, everyone there was the nicest people. Like, just beyond nice. And with the thickest New England accents I've ever heard. Like, we ended up playing an auditorium room that is in the same, like, they're very clearly multi-purposing things.
Yeah.
So there was, like, a movie theater that was there. That was showing Captain Marvel, and then next to that is like an auditorium area where they have like performances, which is where we were, and then adjacent to that, like still connected by like a stairway and a hallway, was the actual library. Cool. That was for the base, so that's where the con was. Mm-hmm. So the kid who was working the cashier or the concession stand was the nicest kid, but like had the very clean like military like haircut.
Yeah.
And the thickest accent. Jamie Noguchi, movies there were like $3.
What the fuck?
A hot dog was $1.
What the fuck? I would have had like 20 dogs.
Had they not boiled them, I would have been down. But they did use the lobster roll rolls, which apparently are just a common thing there. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. I've never had such a shitty hot dog and such a great bun, which is...
They kind of even out somehow.
Yeah. So, somehow it really kind of worked itself out. But like there was this, you know, just these really sweet group of people that were all working there. We did the show. First two matches went fine. Because of the way everything was set up, they asked us to wait a little bit for the third one. We ended up meeting up with a bunch of local artists that were on the base. Apparently, they have a local art group.
Oh, cool.
A bunch of kids getting together on the base, and the idea is just to encourage each other and take classes together and learn how to be better artists. And this is open for like military and the students and the actual families of everything. So it was kind of a mixed bag of people. They asked about possibly joining us. We decided to bring them in. So we had two of them tag teaming alongside two of our art fighters. So we had, if I'm getting these names right, Wilson tagging with Shoujo Ogogo and Williams tagging along with Mike Donahue. And if you've ever done commentary, keeping track of that sucked.
Wilson Phillips.
Yeah. But the kids did really, really good. I'd say they're, you know, 16, 17 for the one, maybe like 19 or 20 for the other one.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so like it was really nice. The younger one, sassiest person I've ever met. The sassiest. Like if you've ever met and hung out with Shoujo Ogogo and you're like, "Hot damn, that lady's sassy." This dude made Shoujo Ogogo look around and go, "Is he a little overbearing or is it just me?" Like... It was a thing. Yeah. So it was a bit of an experience. But we had a good time. And then afterward, went back, crashed at the hotel for a little bit, and then got a chance to hang out with some Kineticon and PAX peeps. Aww. Which was fucking rad.
God damn it.
They wanted me to, and I'm going on record in case they see this, of giving you a hard time. Jamie Noguchi, I don't know where you were. I don't know why you abandoned me. I don't know why you let me go up there without you.
I know.
I visited our friends and you weren't there, and they're very angry about it.
I'm angry about it as well. I'm sad.
Yeah, in all fairness, you had bailed on the show before I had even made the decision to buzz everybody. And the second I heard you were out, and it was like, "Well, I'm going to do this show. I'm calling everybody I know. We're all hanging out."
Yeah, that would have been a good time. God damn it.
Yep. yeah, it was a heck of a lot of fun. So they're a rad group. And then Sunday we drove home, and it was pretty pretty uneventful. Shoujo Gogo put a hairline fracture in her foot. We went out to the trampoline park.
Damn.
After dinner. Yep.
Wait, you jumped after dinner?
Yeah, yeah.
And no one puked?
No, no one puked. It was funny. Like, we were trying to figure out what to do. We agreed to go. There was like a local pizza place that was like right around the corner that does like weird, kitschy kind of pies and, okay, and cool stuff, whatever it is. Food was real good. I think it was called a Rolling Tomato, okay, but their logo was a tomato and the words Rolling Tomato written in Comic Sans.
Nice. Which,
yeah.
Did you get any photos?
No, I'm so mad at myself that I think I got distracted and excited by going and hanging out with people. I didn't even think to bring my camera with me on the adventures. It sat in my bag all weekend. Yeah. I was nervous about taking photos at the base.
Oh, of course.
Because I'm like, I don't want to rub anyone the wrong way, whatever it is. It was like, I was doing all the driving up there and back, but it was like, I saw all these people and I didn't want to suddenly be like, hang on, I have to bring my camera to document all of our fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. Like when you're taking photos, it kind of takes you away from the fun part. Like you become a documentarian instead of participating.
Right. Yeah. So, and because I don't get a chance to hang out with them very often, especially for like an extended period of time, it was like, no, I'm not even thinking about this. We're going to go get pie and we're going to go do the thing. But yeah, like we finished dinner, we were trying to figure out what to do. There was talks about like the real super fast go-karts, but that's way too damn expensive. We talked about renting a laser tag area, also Ooh. Way too expensive.
Oh, fuck.
Well, it turns out renting the laser tag arena was like $350 and yeah, like there were 10 of us, but I don't think we were all quite ready to make that financial commitment.
Wait, 10 divided by you could $30 each? $30 each?
$30 was the threshold for going on super fast go-karts, and everybody balked at that.
Oh, okay.
So I can understand it, especially after spending money on dinner and everything else like that. Like, sure. I don't know if everybody was quite ready to blow like $50 a person that night, which I get. So in the same place as the go-kart track, there was also a trampoline park, which was only like $8.
Okay.
So we all decided, screw it, let's go to this place. So we went to Speed World, sponsored by the Mohican Sun. It's apparently the casino that's up there is branching out into family entertainment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, good for them. So I to be honest with you, the trampoline park, not the best. We've got some better ones around here in the Baltimore area, but we had a hell of a lot of fun playing dodgeball and
Is that where Shoujo fucked up her foot during the dodging?
I don't know. No. It was like before the dodgings. I think we were all like kind of testing things out. So there was like a first area where there was like a bunch of like crash pad standing areas that were like trampolines. This is where Marty Day almost blew his knees out.
What the fuck is wrong with you guys?
Well, because they're like, they look like they were big crash pads. I think the idea was Marty thought that you would basically hit the trampoline, do a flip, and then land in the crash pad. What they actually were platforms that were slightly padded for you to leap off of to do flips on to the trampoline. And he read that completely in reverse and like bounced off the thing and got a little too close and landed on his knees. And dude's got a history with his knees. Like, not to pull the curtain back a little too far, but he may or may not have done some backyard combat at a time in his life. So, like when I met Marty, he had knee braces. So,
don't y'all motherfuckers is, like test out the like, you know, put a hand on the thing before you jump on it.
Homie, first thing I did was bounce onto it and walk across it. I don't know what the fuck he missed. Like, because if it didn't squish with me walking on it, it ain't a crash pad.
Yeah,
let's
right.
Let's be clear.
Yeah, seriously. Like,
yeah.
If you're going to a place and there's something that looks like you jump on, you go up and you touch it to make sure what kind of thing you're going to jump on.
I'm not sure where his brain missed a beat to, because the first thing he did was laugh at me, because the first thing I did was immediately I hit the thing, I jumped on top of that thing, I leaped off, and then I cannonballed right into like falling flat on my butt and then flipping over on my front and then like kind of like crashing out and everybody kind of laughing, because if I'm going to make an ass out of myself, I'm going to make an ass out of myself because it's trampolines. Why not?
Yeah.
He watched me leap off of that thing. I don't know where the disconnect came. I don't know if it was a different pad or something, but yeah.
Not the brightest bulb in the bunch.
You know, I will say next time we're totally doing the go-karts. Jamie, their go-karts had like an upper and lower level. At one point, there was an underground portion of the go-kart track. I didn't know this when we showed up. Yeah, I was so mad at myself for not freaking paying the money. Like, I wish I would have just paid for myself.
Yeah, that sounds dope as shit.
Hey, guys, have fun. I'm going to go run this Mario Kart track.
That sounds dope as shit.
Yeah, so.
So if they ask us back, I'm marking that shit in my calendar.
Honestly, I hope they do ask us back, because if anything, just being able to go up and do a show for families of naval officers and soldiers and everything else like that was really kind of cool. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't the biggest show we've ever done or anything else like that, but they were genuinely a really nice group of people. And anytime they want to have me come up and make dumb jokes for them and have some other people draw, I'm totally down.
Yeah.
They were super kind hosts.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, man, it was a good weekend. I'm exhausted driving back and everything, but
of course. Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's a week. What about you? What you up to?
So this past weekend, when you were on your away mission up north, Dan every year invites everybody to come out to Thai New Year at this Buddhist temple. That's like, it's literally down the street from where I live. And every year there's something that's come up. I think last year there was a convention. The year before that, there was another convention. Like, there's always a show. So this time I was like, all right, I'm not going up north, hanging out here. Let's check out Thai New Year. It was a lot of fun. They basically, the temple is at this, like, it's a complex. It's a huge building with a couple different buildings and like this big parking lot that gets turned into a bazaar. So they have food stands lining the whole thing. And the smells are amazing. The food is amazing. I took a bunch of photos. I posted some of them on Instagram, but there's a whole bunch more.
I did see
those. There's Brandon. I don't know if we're going to have a show next year around this time, but if you are free, you need to come down. And we need to spend the entire day there just going stand to stand, eating all of the things. It's amazing. The all the proceeds go towards the temple. So, you know, you get to feel good about that.
I'm good with that.
But it's like all home cooked stuff and local stuff and like just very traditional type foods with like, you know, they don't dumb anything down. Like if you want it spicy, it'll knock you on your ass.
Nice.
You know, I got a whole bunch of skewers. They had rice and just a little bag of rice. You could just grab a bag of rice and stuff.
Okay.
And so they had all this food. And there are a couple of interesting traditional things that went on. Like throughout the year, they have a statue of the Buddha, and you're not allowed to wash the Buddha. Like you're not allowed to wipe it down or anything throughout the year until this festival. And what you do is you take a cup, you fill it with some of this perfumed water, and you do a blessing, and then you pour the water on the Buddha, and that's how it gets cleaned every year. And if you have like a specific ailment or physical deformity or something, and you want that to be healed, you pour it on that part of the Buddha. So like if you have if Marty Day has his fucked up knees, he pours the water on the knees. You know, Shoujo fucked up her ankle, so she would go to the Buddha and pour it on the ankle. I have a busted brain, so I poured it on Buddha's head.
Right on, yes.
So that's pretty cool. The other neat thing is that traditionally, the monks would go throughout the town and, you know, collect offerings and stuff from the townspeople so they could live and survive at the temple. So they have something similar, but like you pay $20, you get a basket full of stuff, and you line the street, and the monks come out with their bowls, and you put the stuff that you purchased into the bowl, and then they have handlers behind them, like taking it out of the bowl and putting it in the basket.
Okay.
Because if they accepted traditional donations at festival, there'd be too much stuff. And if it's perishable, it would all go bad. So they set up the system so that you would still get the tradition, but it would be slightly more practical. So it wouldn't be wasteful. Which was an interesting thing. Like Dan was telling me that, like, you know, they're traditional, but they're not so stodgy that it has to be like this way, this way, this way. If they need to adjust things for like modern times, they're willing to do that, which I thought was pretty cool.
That is pretty rad. I've heard something similar in the Jewish faith, where, you know, they recognize that some things were written at a certain time. And I'm sure it depends on the rabbi and you know, in the temple and so on and so forth. But that's cool to hear that, you know, their understanding of like the blessing and the tradition is what's most important. How they handle everything after the fact, practical, to make sure that nothing goes to waste, is both smart but also respectful of the whole purpose of what they're doing.
Yeah.
So it makes sense for them to be like, hey, let's be smart about this.
That's
cool. I'm that's rad.
And then there's another thing where they have a station and there are 7 different Buddhas in different poses to represent the days of the week. And each day has a different phase of the Buddha. So I think Friday, I only remember Friday and Saturday because they looked crazy. But Friday, the Buddha's in this pose. Okay. And then Saturday, the Buddha has like 7 cobras surrounding him.
Yeah, party day.
And I think it was something like the cobras were there to protect the Buddha from the rain or something like that. And they opened their hoods to kind of do that.
That's rad. Buddha's down with some Elton John stuff. Saturday night's all right for fighting just cobras.
Yeah. So you donate to the temple. They give you coins. So like, you know, $1, they give you 4 quarters. And for good luck, you put the money in your corresponding day. And the day has like a specific meaning. So like Friday is meditation, and that was my birthday, so that doesn't quite fit. But yeah, but yeah, each day has their own little thing. So that was really cool. And then they do a little parade. I got some shots of that that I posted on Instagram. And then after the parade, they have a bunch of performances on this main stage. A bunch of the local kids learning like traditional instruments. So they have a huge ensemble and a huge concert going on and all that kind of stuff. It was a huge day. Like it was a
That's rad, man.
Yeah. But the food was amazing. The sounds were amazing, and everyone was out there with the cameras.
Okay. So at least you weren't alone.
Yeah. It was really cool. Like there are a bunch of Fuji shooters, bunch of Canon shooters, bunch of Nikon shooters. I didn't see any Micro Four Thirds shooters, but Micro Four Thirds is so small, I wouldn't have been able to tell anyway.
Slide under that radar.
But there's a old couple, old lady and old man, and I had my mohawk up. And the lady came up to me and said, "Hey, I like your hair." And just kind of flirting with me as I was in the pit taking photos. So I was like, I feel like I'm a photographer. I totally wasn't, because, man, most of the shots I got were garbage. But it was still a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun just trying to pretend to be a street photographer and get like candids of random people walking around and stuff.
Yeah.
And nobody minded because it was a festival and everyone had cameras. So, you know.
Okay, that's cool.
But yeah, not as fun as jumping and eating pizza, but different kind of fun.
Man. I think you had a good time.
Yeah. Oh, and I got to meet Miles, Dan, and Allison.
Oh, yes.
He's such a smiley baby.
Oh, I know. He's the best. He's a sweetheart.
So tiny. Like,
I know. He's wee and super photogenic and super excited to see everybody. Yeah, he's my little buddy.
It's so cool. All right, Brandon.
Yes.
We have 2 possible topics. So dealer's choice. One might not work if you don't actually watch the show. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
I have not watched it in a bit. I probably am up to like the second to last season, maybe, or I think I may be up to date except for what happened the other night with the premiere.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the other topic?
The other topic is we go back and we talk about this Highlander movie that needs to happen.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It sounds like we're actually are we about to talk about essentially the same thing? Because it sounds like our options are dudes with swords or dudes with swords.
Dudes with swords or Becky Lynch with a sword.
Okay, let's talk about dudes with swords, because I think I can work my way through this sort of thing. And besides, it's topical, and worst case, people will yell at me for being wrong about things, but that's fine.
Okay.
On the plus side, I didn't see anything, so I'm physically incapable of giving a spoiler.
Well, that's the thing. This is going to be predictions, like prediction, like what we think is going to happen, who we think is going to quote unquote win, how we think it's going to end up, because. We don't have the books to go off of, because at this point, season 8 is completely new shit. It's not from George R.R. Martin. He hasn't finished the series. So HBO was like, well, fuck it. We're catching up. We've caught up to where the books are. We need to make money. We need to finish this off, and we need to build enough for our spinoff series, which are going to be like forever and ever and ever. So...
okay, so they are officially doing spinoffs then.
Yeah, they're doing a couple of I think there's going to be a prequel series. We at least know that's going to take place before this. That's going to set up all the bullshit that happens.
So we actually get Sean Bean for a while.
I don't know about that.
God damn it!
Because it's going to be pre Sean Bean.
Jeez and motherfuckers, how?
Yeah.
How can it be? Pre-Sean Bean. So this isn't even going to have any of the cast then at that
point. No, it's going to have their relatives and like...
oh, God damn it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's going to be how all... it's going to set up like how the mess that we are in today happened. So it's going to be all that prologue shit.
Okay.
So, question. Who do you think is going to survive...
okay.
Who do you think is going to sit on the throne at the end, if anybody? And yeah, so those are the two big ones, like two major predictions. Like, who do you think is going to make it? I guess it would behoove us to pull up a list of characters.
I have a list of characters here. All I did was type into Google Game of Thrones cast.
Okay.
So. It's just showing a cast. It doesn't actually tell me whether or not people are alive or not.
Okay.
So I may need some assistance here. Like it shows Sean Bean there, but he's in the same row as like Hapthor Bjornsson as Gregor.
Okay.
So and I know Gregor is dead but not dead, right. Or at least the last time I looked. So last time I checked in, Daenerys had gotten together with Dinklage and a bunch of other people, and basically they were off to fight the Lannisters.
Okay. quick update since then. Jon Snow eventually came back from the north. He was named.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. He was named king and then, or whatever it was. And then
king in the north.
There's White Walkers and they killed one of the dragons.
Yeah. And now one of the dragons.
And then the dragons is back in blue now.
It's a zombie dragon. The white, at the end of last season, the White Walkers blow through the wall.
Yes. Okay. I remember seeing this. Okay.
So we know how effective walls are.
Okay. Right.
They're invading, Cersei has promised to come to the aid of Winterfell, cause that's where everyone's gathering to kind of face off the White Walkers. So everybody's
all right. Everyone against the White Walkers. Essentially we have our Avengers.
Everyone against the White Walkers.
Okay, all right. So essentially, we have everyone against Thanos. So yes. I'm not sure who ripped off who, but right now we have Game of Thrones Endgame.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay. Yeah. Right on. Actually, this is kind of eerily similar. A bunch of people that you don't want to be dead are dead, and they're all going to face some sort of great power that has some sort of great weapon that no one really knows how to fight.
It's exactly like that. It's exactly like that. You are not wrong. They know that dragon glass can stop them, and right. they know that Valyrian steel can stop them. Oh, and they know that they're burnable. Right. But you're right. They don't know how to stop it. They don't know how to stop right. the Night King.
Right. 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 You know how to stop White Walkers, but there's a difference in between a vampire and Dracula.
Yeah.
And exactly. we know this because I watched Blade 3. But
so <that's>, good.
Yep. Goddamn Ryan Reynolds is a treat in that movie. Anyway. So I'm trying to remember who's, but wait, okay. So the idea is at the end, let's assume then, well, let's not assume. If I had to guess, end of the thing, everyone's fucking dead in the White Walker, the Night King's won.
The Night King is sitting at the on the throne.
Why not?
I kind of agree. Like, I kind of think that even if
I mean, there's got to be. Like, what if you find out that, like, there's another Targaryen and we go full fucking Skywalker with this shit? And, yeah. you know, like, Daenerys has got a, like, second cousin's brother's sister's, like, nanny or something that's, like, loosely related and has been raising dragons the entire time. Like, the fucking, like, we go full on Disney gargoyles with that shit. Oh. We're like, yeah, yeah, like, come to find out, Avalon's somewhere. I'm going way fucking deep on this. So there's
Avalon just pops up
somewhere. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's another Targaryen that's been raised up by, I don't know, not Macbeth, but Macbeth. And they come to find out they've been raising dragons the entire time. They've been living with dragons. They've got, like, not just a mother of dragons. They've got, like, a step-niece's dragons or something like that.
Yeah.
It's fucking Disney's How to Train Your Dragon. Like, everybody's got a fucking dragon. Like, they got so many dragons, they got fat dragons. Like, that's how bad it is. Yeah, 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 yeah. Big fat dragon, tiny wings. I know how to write this thing. So,
well, if you saw the last season, right?
I mean, last thing I saw, or at least I remember seeing, was what you talked about with the Night King blowing up a wall.
Yeah. So if you know about the wall falling, then you know there is another Targaryen.
Oh wait, why? Because the Night King can ride a dragon?
No, because Jon Snow.
Oh, yeah, 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 is actually a Targaryen.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay, so we're ripping off Star Wars at this point. Go
yeah,
on.
Yeah, exactly.
No one's fucking original, by the way. Like, I don't know who's responsible for this shit.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, because at this point now, I'm calling everyone a fucking hack. Like, because Avengers is ripping off Game of Thrones, or Game of Thrones is ripping off Avengers, and I'm not really clear which. And I mean, I assume it would be Avengers ripping off Game of Thrones, because the last book of Game of Thrones was around before the new Avengers script was written.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming they stole all that shit from there. But then everything else is essentially like, there is another, which is fucking prequel shit like crazy.
Yeah, that's true, man.
Ironically, a fat guy with a goatee writing that there's another is super original. Just super duper original. So let's talk about the power of myth. So, ironically enough, where we're going to go is not back to Peter Dinklage, but to Peter Dinklage as a kid. So there's.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there was a theory that Dinklage is the third Targaryen.
Okay, wait. So
there are many rabbit holes we can jump into.
Right. Okay. So wait a second. So, is it true that only Targaryens can ride dragons? Which I don't understand why that would be a thing, because I can fucking saddle something.
There's nerd theories about that. That's something that okay. the Targaryens told everybody.
Right, but I read the King James Bible, man. You can lie about a lot of shit and get away with it in medieval times.
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, that's the theory, but it does. Right. I mean, anyone can get on.
Goddamn
it. If the dragon wants you to,
fucking mad. if Momoa was still alive, that motherfucker would have saddled a dragon in a hot second.
Oh yeah,
the hottest of seconds.
Yeah.
He'd have rolled up like horseback, unfurled his fucking hair, stared that thing down, went hey, and it would have immediately like just lowered down, and he'd have saddled that thing up, been like. Right, and just fucking yeehawed his fucking Aquaman ass off into the fog.
You can't tell me that Khal Drogo wouldn't ride a fucking dragon.
Honestly, that's the only thing I'm really hoping for is that the White Walkers make it far enough south that we manage to get the Dothraki to rise again, and I get Zombie Momoa. Like, because in all the preview images, they keep showing Momoa, which tells me he's back. So I don't see why not, because it's not like in any of the promo images they've been showing fucking Sean Bean's ass. But they showed Momoa in part of the promo images, you know, like of all of them dressed in like regular clothes or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why have him? Is it because he's Aquaman and they want to try and ride on that? Like somehow Game of Thrones isn't popular enough without Jason Momoa? Or is he back in zombie form? Like, I'm assuming Momoa's back. I'm assuming he's gorgeous. I'm assuming he's ironically white.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that somehow he's also riding a dragon, because why wouldn't he?
Even pitted and rotten, hashtag Team Momoa. Like,
I honestly bet he's gorgeous and just kind of wearing some white and makeup. Yeah. Like, him look like a member of the Misfits is really what it'll end up looking like.
Him getting the zombie dragon is perfect.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because imagine Daenerys suddenly like seeing her ex-husband riding another undead dragon and going, oh, Bay, I gotta kill Bay. And him, like, riding by, rips his own arm off. Hey, girl. And then just puts it back on.
And he kills Jon Snow in front of her.
Oh, God. Yeah, that'd be great.
And then she has to kill him.
I don't really care for Kit Harington, and I think it's because he can't actually grow a beard. It bothers me. It really does bother me.
His follicles know nothing.
I like great head of hair, and somehow there's a detachment. Yeah, like could we have waited another year for his balls to drop, and maybe we'll get a proper beard out of him? Because that is the spottiest fuck, like the spottiest. Like, because you can't have him stand next to Dinklage.
That's true. Dinklage, like, has that nice, he's got a full thing going on.
You could lose a family of rabbits in that beard. Like, that's a thicket.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, Bambi lived because of Dinklage's beard. Like,
when they all ran into the forest, Bambi jumped into the beard.
Just right into his beard.
So you think we're going to get Zombie Momoa. I'm here for it. Do you think we're going to get Zombie Hodor?
I mean, I don't know how you couldn't, because if you're going to mess with Daenerys, I assume that you're going to need to mess with Bran.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, feels weird saying. Also, what a lame ass nickname. Like, I'd be fucking mad.
I'm Bran. I'm full of fiber. I keep you regular.
Like, by comparison, like, I never want to be nicknamed Bran. When I found out that Bam Margera's name is Brandon, I was fucking angry that I could have had Bam the entire time. Fucking so mad. Anyway, I don't care for Bran. I don't care for the whole, like, whatever it is. I'm down for Hodor. He's rad as hell. Sometimes that show really feels like we're trying to shoehorn in all the fucking Starks.
Oh yeah.
And it's very Skywalker-y.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, it's the mono mega myth or whatever, like the hyper myth. Like, it's all about the Starks and
I sometimes grow tired of the Skywalker-ishness of the fucking Starks. We're like, at least Jon Snow, now I know, isn't actually a Stark, and everything makes sense why he's a badass, because Daenerys is a badass and the Targaryens are apparently fucking amazing.
Uh-huh.
I don't get why Sansa's a badass. I don't understand why Bran somehow got picked for the weird fucking Xavier powers, which, like, here's another franchise we're ripping off. We're turning him into Child Charles Xavier.
Dude, I didn't even make that connection. I'm so stupid for not making that connection earlier. I mean, it's because he's not bald, but he's fucking Professor X.
Of course he is.
It's true. Oh, George my God. George R. R. Martin's
a fucking hack.
Bran is Professor X. He's a fucking hack. He can emote just like Professor X.
Like, please know this. I say this as someone who genuinely used to be paid by Penguin Random House as a fucking employee. I made money off of that game of shit. And I'm going on record as saying this is some ripping off Skywalker X-Men Stan Lee stole from fucking Kirby bullshit.
Well, here's the thing. The stuff that they're doing now, it's all HBO. So are you saying that R. Martin is a hack or the showrunners are a hack?
Look, I haven't seen anything new. Here's what I know up until this point that was written by R. Martin. Because R. Martin wrote up to The Wall Coming Down, right?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No, that's some new shit. We haven't seen that yet.
That's some new shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Leading up to it, right, we've got kid that's kind of Charles Xavier.
Right.
We've got family that's very clearly Skywalkers.
Right.
We've got superpowers that aren't really superpowers of being able to be kind of a Beastmaster.
Yep.
We've got a great evil that has a power that's able to control the undead.
Yep.
So we've got Skywalkers, X-Men, and Thanos right now going on. Right?
It's true.
We've got the overarching theory of The Walking Dead and always having to watch your back, but the story is really the characters, not necessarily the looming darkness until you absolutely have to deal with the looming darkness when Norman Reedus has to ride in with a crossbow.
Right.
So maybe Norman Reedus shows up as one of the wildlings or something like that. Like, if we find out he's actually on, like, if he's on an iron horse, like an ironclad horse, and he comes in with an actual crossbow, like, we don't talk about it, but, like, he shows up, he's got, like, angel wings.
And a direwolf.
Like, on the back of his, yeah, like, his own fucking direwolf, because why wouldn't he? He comes in, takes out a bunch of White Walkers.
Dog.
And, right, and then, like, he just rides off like nothing ever happened.
Yeah, no one acknowledges him. They're like, oh yeah, that's,
yeah, you know, yeah
that's him.
Yeah, ginger dude who's been hanging out forever is like,
yeah, that's Steve of House Dog. Yeah,
yeah, that's Sir Norman. And it's like, yep, that's fine, fuck it, sure, let's go,
Sir Norman.
I mean, maybe it's like music and every note's been played in every sequence and everything's a ripoff of everything else.
Sure, but sure.
Man, it really does feel like, for a nerdy thing, this really does touch on a lot of other older established nerdy things. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, if you think about it, Darkseid and Thanos and the Night King are all kind of the same character.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Especially Darkseid, who's able to control an undead army at that point, mm-hmm. from Apocalypse, and able to launch spears or light beams with deadly accuracy and basically kill anything in front of him.
Yeah. That's Darkseid. True. Yeah.
Like, no way around it.
The Omega beams. Yeah.
Right. Bran is most certainly fucking Professor X.
Mm-hmm. Man, I didn't even fucking think about that. I'm mad at myself because I usually get way in down to these fucking rabbit holes.
And the Starks are Skywalker as fuck.
Yeah, like every trait of Skywalker, but just embodied in one person.
Yeah, like, I don't know if it, well, you know what, in all fairness, I don't know if they're actually Skywalker or if it's like Skywalker and Kenobi or whatever it is, but like, it feels very like, I can almost guarantee you somewhere in George R. R. Martin's man cave where he writes these books is a signed copy of the original Star Wars script that he paid way too fucking much for.
Yeah.
That says, to my close personal friend, George, good luck, buddy. May the force be with you. George.
So the only,
because they're both fucking named George.
So the only real Starks we have are left are Sansa, Arya, and Bran. Do you think they all right. make it?
I think Arya does, because she's kind of rad.
Yeah, I think Arya makes it for sure.
I don't care about the girl who actually played Jean Grey, ironically enough.
Sansa has kind of grown on me, but I know there's a huge contingent of people who fucking hate her.
I find her to be kind of really boring and whiny, and I don't know if that's just me disliking the way the actress is playing the character. I haven't watched her in anything else, so I can't make a barometer of like me saying I don't like her full stop or anything else. I'm not trying to lump one thing into the other or what have you. But
yeah,
I don't particularly care for her character. I don't understand how she ends up continuing to move along. I was pleased toward the end of last season, if memory serves, that she was able to kind of gain more of a foothold. But it felt like she was taking more of a lead from Littlefinger, Littlefoot, Baby Fingers.
Yeah, Littlefinger.
Littlefinger? Okay, yeah, that's right. One of them's a long-necked dinosaur. The other is the dude from The Wire.
Yes, so, yes, the mayor from The Wire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. who ran for fucking president.
Fucking mayor. Fuck him. Yeah. I was so glad he got killed.
Yep. Yeah, I was really pleased when Littlefinger Martin O'Malley got killed. It was rather fun.
So you think Sansa's going to bite it?
I think Sansa will bite it, but it'll be something dumb. Yeah. But actually, you know what? No. If I know anything about this, they'll keep her around.
Okay. Do you think
she's fucking milquetoast and she's easy to ignore and she's not going to do anything fucking cool. She's going to hang out in a tower and pine and whatever the fuck it is. And
yeah.
And then she'll end up having like the winning thing, come to find out like she's been keistering Dragon Glass the entire time or something like that. And she'll end up stabbing the Night King in the neck and she'll be like, not today, not my brother, but not really brother, brother. And go,
okay, not really brother, brother.
I don't care for Sansa. I think she's kind of boring.
Do you think Bran makes it? Do you think our Professor X makes it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he'll end up being a tree in a courtyard.
Oh yeah. I figure he was gonna die at some point. I think like either next week or the week after that. I think he's gonna go soon.
Oh, my assumption is he ends up at Winterfell or whatever it is, or not Winterfell. Whatever the main city is.
King's Landing.
King's Landing, yeah. My assumption is he ends up in like the courtyard at King's Landing and dies there. And as he dies, a tree sprouts from the ground, a great tree or something like that. And somehow he'll be like his body will be crucified on the thing or some bullshit. I hope they do it traditionally and do it upside down and butt naked.
Okay.
Yeah, I assume there'll be some weird, like ridiculous shit or something like that where he'll turn into the gigantic tree that the other guy was actually part of. And it'll be the new center point of King's Landing or something. And that means a Stark will always be in King's Landing.
Oh, Yeah.
I could see that
kind of bullshit.
Yeah. It seems like the sort of heavy handed writing that would come from this crew.
Yeah. All right. So we got Jaime, we got Brienne of Tarth, and we've got that the redhead wildling. As our love trio.
Jaime, I'm cool with. I actually really like that guy on the show. Brienne, Gwendolyn
Christie. Captain Phasma.
Yes. Every part of that, yes.
Do you think she ends up with Jaime Lannister or that wildling guy? The redheaded wildling guy.
I think
guy.
She ends up just kind of running both. I think she full Targaryens that shit. Like, last thing you see is her just open palm, just grabbing both of their asses. Boys, welcome to King's Landing. And just the watch of the two of them go, huh? And then as they're looking up at her, then they slowly do one of these and then look at each other and then look back at her and then back at each other again. And it's like, It could be worse.
I love that. That would be great.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the idea of her running the table with the both of them, and we basically just figure out which one is the one that she carries around all the time and which one is basically the side bay.
Yeah, yeah.
She carries or she goes super hardcore with it, and like Daenerys ends up bringing her on as her number one, but she insists on having both of her manservants with her.
I love
one
this.
More deadly than the other. Yeah, like she ends up basically becoming like one of Ramona's like deadly exes, or yes. She just like yeah.
I yeah, love it.
Like we find her years from now where she just kind of like walks around in much more flexible but still very becoming armor, and you know, like we think that she's going to be in trouble, and all of a sudden she just clap clap, and next thing you know, Jamie comes out not with an iron hand but a fucking sword for an arm, and like Ginger Dude just rolls out in like he's got like I don't know utility kilt and loincloth, I don't know, and just a big wooden club. Mm-hmm. Like he's stopped bothering with any sort of real weapons. He's just essentially Bam Bam. It's really where he's at.
He's Westerosi Bam Bam.
Yeah, he just kind of hangs out, and Jamie does all the flips and doodles and goes full fucking Jedi on it, and then he just walks up and just thwump. And if you remember okay, so did you ever watch, I assume you watched Braveheart, right?
Oh yes, yes, yes.
Okay, remember the one of the main battle scenes where they had a dude, the big redheaded guy, and he had that big wooden mallet, and he just kept thwomping dudes in the helmet, and you heard this whoomp, and you just watched stuff come at the bottom like a Gallagher bit?
Yep, yep.
It's just the ginger guy just doing that to everybody. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, either that or he goes full Inglorious Bastard and he just ends up coming out like Eli Roth, like full accent and everything. Teddy fucking Williams and just fucking clubs somebody.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, yeah. I am all about whatever future has Gwendolyn Christie in it. I am part of that team.
Mm-hmm. And she has a harem, and she fucking deserves a harem.
She deserves it. Yeah, she's a proud warrior. She deserves some manservants. She deserves some dangerous manservants.
Yes, yes. All right. Yeah. Let's see. Tyrion. Do you think Tyrion makes it?
I hope so.
Yeah.
He's too goddamn entertaining not to.
Yeah.
Because at this point, because I thought in the books he was already dead, if I'm not mistaken.
He's not, but his face is much more fucked up.
Right? Yeah, I know that. So, why not keep him around? Like that show would be so much less fun without him.
Yeah, I agree. Cersei, does Cersei make it out of this?
Yeah. Backhanded bitches always live because you need sequels.
That's true. You don't think Jamie's gonna like kill her?
I think he'll try. But I mean, we've already proven that she knows people that know how to keep other people alive.
That's true.
I think she could very easily handle herself, and she's a great heel to have for a future season or episode or spinoff or something. Like
she kind of is. She's the perfect villain.
She's goddamn Skeletor. Like fucking she's perfect that way.
Yeah. She's
exactly evil. She has a ton of backstory. She has the reason to kill absolutely every motherfucker in the room without question. She has got a reason to be mad at every single person with every single last name in all of the fucking like is it the Nine Realms? I don't know what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I couldn't remember if that's what that is or that's where Thor hung out. I couldn't figure out what.
I think Thor hangs out in the Nine Realms. It's the Seven Kingdoms. It's the Seven Kingdoms.
There you go. Nine Realms, Seven Kingdoms.
It's the same shit.
Somebody just yelled at the thing like, it's not the Nine fucking Realms.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same shit. Who cares?
Yeah, she's got beef with everybody on Midgard, and I get it. Like, I absolutely.
She is Hela without the sword.
She is Hela. Yeah, she's Hela without the powers.
Yeah.
And I... Why get rid of her?
She is a great villain. Like,
she's a great villain. The only thing I feel bad about her for is at this point now, she's been that character for so long. She's going to get typecast as a female villain in everything from this point forward. And we're all going to compare it because it's just going to be, oh, she's just doing this character again. It's a fucking shame because she's great.
Yelena Hedy was great. She was great as Sarah Connor in the Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Okay, that makes sense.
Which was a show that occurred once on the telly. Sure.
Okay, that's fine.
Those are all the characters I give a shit about. Who else is on the list?
Let's see. Maisie Williams or Arya, we know.
Yeah, she lives. She makes it.
Do you think Daenerys lives?
I'm not sure. So in this scenario with Drogo Dragon, I think she makes it because I think if Drogo Dragon kills Jon Snow, Daenerys definitely makes it. If Jon Snow somehow lives, Daenerys dies. I think either one or the other has to die.
So, gotcha. Okay, so Highlander rules apply when it comes to Targaryens.
Yeah, I think she's too stubborn to want to share the throne. And I think she'll either Jon will die or she'll die. One or the other.
Yep. How about Daenerys' right and left hand, the Missandei. I can't pronounce her name. Grey Worm.
Missandei and Grey Worm. I like them. I don't.
I like them. I think they're both going to die.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a tough moment in like episode 5.
Yeah.
Where she's forced to sacrifice them for whatever it is to live, and they decide to make the ultimate sacrifice. Yada yada yada.
I will be surprised if black people in a fantasy show live, but I have a bad feeling that they're going to bite it. I have a really bad feeling that they're going to bite it. I'm sorry. I don't want them to.
Yeah. There's got to be another realm, right? Because what's her...
Iron Bank.
Right, but like Davos hangs out with a black guy.
Yeah.
So there does have to be an area in the kingdoms that there's actually just a kingdom of black guys, which means HBO owns this shit, and all that says is Omar's coming, and I'm fucking excited because they love reusing people.
Oh my god. When
like, and if now hang on, and if Davos was hanging out with the black guy in the brothel or whatever it is that was a pirate, maybe all of the black guys in this world are all pirates, and maybe that means that there's another dragon, only it's a sea serpent.
Oh,
so,
fuck.
So we get Omar whistling on a fucking sea serpent, fucking sliding his way through the sea.
That's so much better than a prequel series. Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, and because he's a pirate, he actually has a blunderbuss. So he actually has an old school shotgun.
Yeah.
We don't need to rewrite anything. It's the same exact character. Like, we can call him King Omar. Like, we don't have to worry about a fucking thing.
I
hope they write some. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, if you enjoy him, you owe it to yourself. It's on Netflix. It's called Happen Leonard. It is a super fun series. It's only like, I think, 18 episodes or something like that over 3 seasons.
Okay.
It's based on a comic, and it is super duper fun. You should totally do that.
Okay. But yeah, I'm here for sea serpents. That's great.
Yeah, I think Omar and a sea serpent is I don't know if I can top that.
I
don't think I have to.
We have Drogon. We have Khal Drogo on an ice dragon, and we have a sea serpent. I mean,
which honestly, we like the super upfront writing about all of this, calling that guy Drogo has been basically calling this thing out since day one. So either we're really big fans of Rocky IV, or this dude's been a dragon dude for forever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think we've. I don't think we can get better
really
than
what
that.
I want. I want Aquaman fighting Omar dragon to dragon And we completely ignore the rest of the cast. Except for Gwendolyn Christie.
Yeah, Gwendolyn Christie. With her harem.
Like, with her harem. Let's say that, like, the whole thing, really the end fight, is essentially just like, it's Drago and Omar, but they both end up unfortunately dying, RIP Omar. And then Gwendolyn Christie just kind of picks up the ashes. She ends up telling her two manservants to just kill everybody else.
Yeah.
She ends up getting a bunch of dragons, and she's top lady.
Yeah. That Gwendolyn Christie. Yeah.
Yep. And then she looks right in the camera and she says, "And this has been a Game of Thrones." And then we just end the whole thing. That's it.
Star wipe credits.
Yeah. Yeah, not even that. Just immediately breaks character. Everybody just goes bye, and then that's the fucking end of the whole thing. Yeah,
it can't get better than that. It really can't.
I don't think it can.
That's the way. That's anything less than this is going to be a disappointment. We've ruined the show for everyone who watches this. They're going to be like, "Well, where's the dragon on sea serpent fight? What the fuck?"
Yeah, right. Yeah, honestly, this is what's going to happen when I finally end up watching this season. I'm going to do my best to avoid all the spoilers, but I will be saying out loud every time you hear a dragon off in the distance, I'm going to be like, "Omar coming!" And then be so mad, so fucking mad, so mad. Oh god, damn it! You know how we're going to know that Omar is coming? Because there'll be a lead ship from the kingdom, and it'll be fucking McNulty on a boat. And it'll be like the councilman, and it'll be like, "Will your lord help us?" And he'll be like, "Shit." We just find out that just they recast all of The Wire.
Yeah.
Just as an entire, like, we haven't covered all seven kingdoms, have we?
No, because there are a couple of them that are not involved in the main conflict. Like wherever Arya was hanging out to learn how to be the faceless, that whole kingdom, I think they're not part of the thing. Because you have to cross.
Well, I mean, the river. That was a to port city with a bunch of rats, right?
Yeah. You have to cross the river.
That's it.
Yeah.
We've already established Baltimore. We're in. That's it. That's your city.
It's Baltimore.
That's
it.
That's your city. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of The Wire, the woman who played Kima has showed up in Star Trek Discovery as the lead character's mom. And we were like, it's Kima. She's so good. She's so good. She has three lines, but she's so good. She's so good.
Yeah, Jamie, honestly, I'm excited for when I finally get to see it.
Yeah.
I've always enjoyed Game of Wires, and I'm pumped.
I mean, when you walk through the garden, you better watch your back.
That's honestly, if I end up going back and I watch it, and I find out that like the grandmother was like a throwaway character in the fucking Wire, I'm just gonna start shouting about everything being connected. Yeah.
God, oh my God, I want it to happen. I want it to happen. Fuck. Zombie Drogo
and Omar and a sea serpent.
Well.
Yeah, I mean, there's the Night King. Is there not the Day King? Or in Omar's case, is it not the Fa King? I come from a land Fa. I am the Fa King.
Or I thought you were going to go Daywalker. If there's a Night King, a Day King.
Honestly, if we want to do that, we just want to have, like, we can combine a bunch of really, like, popular black actors. Like, if you want to actually just get Wesley Snipes as Blade being the Daywalker. Second fucking Blade reference.
And the Immortals, the Immortals doing the soundtrack.
I'm good with every part of this. Honestly, like, we can fucking, like, I don't know if we can do, like, a version of Slam by Onyx on a lute, but we can find out.
They did Wu-Tang Clan Ain't Nothing to Fuck With in Westworld in Japantown, so.
Yeah. I... clearly they've got the budget to figure that out.
God damn it. Now I want this show. Fuck. I'm going to watch all six of these episodes and I'm going to be like, they ain't got no sea serpent. Fuck this shit. Ain't got no sea serpent. Ain't got no sea serpent.
Oh, man.
Where's Idris? Idris on the sea serpent.
Yeah, where's Idris?
Motherfucker.
Oh. We all know what he's really doing. He's guarding the bridge.
Right.
Yeah, right. Only he's actually dead.
But. He's killing spaceships with a fucking knife is what he's doing. Oh, my God.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because Idris. Yep.
All right, Brandon. Yeah,
I want to know what's up with this racist-ass Game of Thrones. I want to know where Omar is. I want to know where the sea serpents are.
Yeah.
I want undead Momoa. I can do without Sansa. And I think we fixed everything.
We've ruined the show for everybody because this is much better.
I also really love that I barely remembered the last season and didn't see anything in the new one. And I feel like I enjoy my version way more than whatever's actually going to happen. I'll watch it eventually.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Yeah,
I'll watch it.
You feel free to tell me spoilers. It's not going to stop me from watching. It never stopped me from watching it before. But I swear to Christ, if Omar shows up, y'all better get a hold of me.
Uh huh. Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, I got you on speed dial, so fuck it.
I'm going on record right now. I called it Tuesday, April 16th, when this is recorded, 9:35 p.m. If Omar is on it and I was the first one to pick up on it, I don't know what I win for the internet, but I assume it's like YouTube commenters.
We should get you a Leica.
Something. Yeah. Like I at the very least, a gift certificate to Sizzler. Like.
All right, man. I think we're done here. I think we've done the damage.
Yep. Pack it up, pack it in, Jamie.
Brandon, where can people find you?
Who cares? They can find me at That Guy Chalmers on Instagram. Type in Super Art Fight into a Google machine, and you can find Super Art Fight. You can find us, most importantly, next weekend in Washington, D.C. for Awesome Con. We are going to be doing... not one, not two, not three, but four different events, two shows on Friday, a show on Saturday, and I believe a show on Sunday. It is going to be super rad. I am super stoked. Jamie Noguchi, we are going to have to shift our brains because not only am I covering for Ross Nova, because we're doing a show in D.C., so naturally Ross isn't there. So what's going to happen is we're doing a children's show, and then there's going to be like a half an hour break, and then we're doing Super Art Fight Unleashed.
Yes, as it should be.
So, right. So I'm trying to figure out how I shift gears. Like,
oh, it's really easy.
Right. Yeah. Because like in preparation for when I did the show at the military base, as we were driving up, I just started shouting bomb over and over again in my car just to get out of my system.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming after this kid show, I don't know if I like need to kill a bottle of like bourbon or something like to prepare. I feel like I've got to do something terrible to just kind of shift gears and get into the debauchery that is Art Fight Unleashed.
I'll just draw a bunch of man trans for you.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure something out. I'm going to have to like shake off all the good vibes or something like that. It's going to be weird.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I'm going to feel real creepy if I'm going to be like, I just finished a children's show. Let's go talk about some terrible shit. Like that's some Billy Bob Thornton level creepy. And I don't even want to tiptoe into that area.
Yeah,
that's,
it'll be weird.
Yeah, there's got to be some sort of like... I need like ginger to cleanse the palate or something. I gotta have some sort of transition going on.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Where can they find you, Jamie Noguchi?
Here, there, everywhere. I mean, you know, I don't even do that anywhere.
They find you at AwesomeCon?
You can find me at AwesomeCon.
You damn right you can.
For life.
Jamie Noguchi fans, I know you are both rabid and loyal, and I fully expect you to come out to Super Art Fight
and
hear your boy, the hometown hero, Washington, D.C.'s favorite son. The favorite son's favorite son. Friend of mine, Jamie Bagadnaguchi.
New World Order.
Fanfare.
I'm going to come out to the Jimi Hendrix thing with a fucking black boa. Oh my God.
Honestly, if you just comment, no, actually don't do any Hulk Hogan shit. Like, please don't do any, you know, honestly, if you just went full Hulk Hogan, I don't know what I would have to do with that. Like,
I don't know either.
How do I handle that? Which I equally invite people to start fucking with white dudes who look like me about that sort of thing. Like, just start putting us in really awkward race relation events and just watch us be like, don't understand what to do. And I
maybe that's how we get you into Unleashed. I come out as Hogan and you'll be like,
yeah, you know what? No, I know how to handle that, because the first thing I'm going to do is awkwardly grill you about how you think your daughter looks, which is, which is equally funny for the bit, but also creepy as fuck, because I genuinely love your daughter to death. So it's going to be that weird sort of toe the line sort of thing. We should probably just avoid all Hulk Hogan related humor that weekend.
I think so.
Probably full stop.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, kids, I'm allowing it. So if anybody yells at you about it, tell them Brandon Chalmers told you it was okay. If anyone is dressed as Hulk Hogan at AwesomeCon, boo them. Boo them loudly as you walk by them, as you see them walk by you, as they're hanging out somewhere. If you're on a balcony, you just boo them. Yes. Yeah. Or start blasting the Macho Man Randy Savage classic Be a Man Hulk.
Be a Man, because Hogan!
That's the only... Right, yeah, that's the only appropriate thing, is to start berating a guy who's a racist piece of trash with a dude who used to beat his wife.
Shit.
That's the only sort of trade-off that we're allowed to have.
Can we get that on an easy button? Like,
be a man, Hogan. Come on, don't be scared.
Can we? Because I guarantee you, Awesome Con is going to have at least one Hogan wandering around.
I mean... I could dress as Savage from the recording and just buy a ghetto blaster and just have that at the ready.
I think that needs to happen.
I'm going to have to do a lot of curls between now and then. Like, all of the curls. Yeah, just all of them. Yeah. I've been putting in work, but I ain't been putting in Savage work. And there's a big difference in between work and Savage work.
Well, that's why the easy button, you just go.
Yeah.
Be a man, Hogan.
Oh, man.
All right. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. We're done. Yep. We're done.
Yep. Yeah, we know. We're good. We're totally good. Boo a Hulk Hogan.
Boo.
That's what I'm telling
you. Boo.
Yep. Omar's coming. Boo a Hulk Hogan. See you kids at AwesomeCon, even though I'll probably see you next week too. Yep. Deuces.